This is KJZZ's Weekend Edition. I'm Mark Brody. State lawmakers will be debating a bill that would prohibit religious discrimination in Arizona schools. Specifically, it would require schools to allow students to express their religious viewpoints the same way they're allowed to express secular ones. Representative Doug Clark sponsored the Students' Religious Liberties Act. The Anthem Republican says he wants everyone to be treated equally.
Really, I think what this bill is trying to establish is fairness. We're not looking for preferential treatment. We're not looking for religion to be established. We're not asking that religion take preeminence, just fairness in the treatment of that subject matter.
What are some examples where a secular subject and a religious subject, you would want them to have the same kind of freedom of expression?
Well, let's say in this sense, let's say a instructor said, in your point of view or from your viewpoint, student, how do you think the world was created, hypothetically? Should a student have a religious viewpoint who feels that there is a God who created the world, he or she should feel free to establish that because the teacher said, what is your viewpoint? However, understanding that some people go, oh my goodness, you're going too far on that. If a teacher says, student, from the theories and the hypotheses that we looked at, could you compare and contrast this hypothesis or this theory with other? At that point, if none of those theories or hypotheses are of religious nature, the student wouldn't have the prerogative to insert those into the work that he or she is doing.
Are there other subject matters we think this could also come into play?
You know, really, that was just a hypothetical, and we're not trying to beat, I'm not trying to beat the evolution versus creationist drum. It actually is across the board. We see it in many different ways. For example, just 2 weeks ago, one student at one school was told he had to take off his necklace because it had a crucifix on it. Well, the problem was there are plenty of other students that have necklaces on with other symbols and other trademarks, etc. Why would he be excluded? There's a case in Deer Valley School District. There's a sanctioned group was not allowed to make an announcement about what they were going to be doing in their activity, even though every other student group could say what they were doing in their activity. They couldn't because it included the word prayer.
What is your argument to those who say that religion just has no place in public schools, end of story, period?
This bill in no way is establishing religion in the public schools. However, it is allowing freedom of religion in the public school, and there's a clear difference in those two lines. There are those on the one end that believe that religion should be the centerpiece of the educational experience, and that's not what I'm addressing here. There are those others that say the educational format should not have any type of discussion about God or allowance for someone to bring their belief system or faith system into the discussion. And because of those two polarizing ends, we have a hard time discussing the matter. And my desire is to be a reasonable lawmaker who says, listen, we're looking for fairness. And again, pointing to the fact that as a nation, we really were established on the fact that we want freedom of religion, not freedom from religion.
State Representative Doug Clark of Anthem. The Student Religious Liberties Act won the support of a House committee this past week on a 5-4 vote and now awaits debate in the full chamber. You can read the bill and find complete Capitol coverage at kjzz.org.